Good Monday morning, everybody. I am Jamie Lincoln with you at the start of the week. And in with me today is Tyler Zuli in for Eitan Shander, who will be doing middays today with Rob Motti. We have Sam Wilson behind the glass today. And happy Monday morning to those of you that may be ending your day, getting your day started, wherever you are. It's a weird cross-section of life at 5 a.m., but thanks for tuning in to us. And Tyler, the Phillies enter the All-Star break, somehow still in first place, yet kind of on a skid there, because that was an inexcusable series to lose to the Miami Marlins, losing 2-3, especially going up after 5-0 yesterday.
Yeah, it really was, and it was just kind of the culmination of a lot of bad things that happened at once. De Los Santos kind of unravels a little bit. The bullpen, Adubre Ramos, who's been good all year, was just awful yesterday. But you go 6-5 in that series, and we talked about it. You guys talked about it on the morning show kind of all week last week. 6-5, 7-4, that gets you to where you want to be, and I think they're in a good spot right now.
Yeah, they over the 10-game road trip they were on, they averaged a pretty putrid 2.9 runs a game. And that's just not good enough to be playoff baseball. But there's a certain man who will, the rumors that dominated the weekend that we'll get into in a minute. But yesterday, Carlos Santana made one of the most inexcusable type of plays for a veteran first baseman where ball comes to him. He assumes there's two outs. He kind of has a double play ball, misses the play, takes the one out at first, and you can see him start to walk off the field as though he thought there was two outs, and then he realizes, like, oh, not the case. And, you know, it was just kind of one of those, I guess, getaway to All-Star break type of moments. Gabe Kapler talked about it, and actually, let's just play that, because he talks about Carlos have earned a pass because of his career and being one of the most locked-in guys all year.
It's tough. The way I saw it, it was probably a one-out play. And obviously, losing track of the outs is something that can't happen, but he's one of our most locked-in and focused players most of the time. I think he's earned a pass on this one.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's not something that, you know, we're going to run the guy out of town for, be out there with pitchforks, you know, yelling and screaming, but it was a brain fart of a play, and it's something you hate to see in a series you really should have won.
Yeah, you can't anticipate double plays. You can't anticipate things going the way that you hope that they would, but physical errors are excusable.
Yeah,
you make an error, it happens.
Yeah.
Mental lapses are something that you don't expect from a veteran like that.
That's
guy.
Something I see on our softball team.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You forget how many outs there are. You've had a couple of beers. But that's not something you expect from a guy like Carlos Santana.
And Santana is an interesting case, because he's back in one of his slumps again. He's down to, I think, 209, I want to say, off the top of my head. I mean, his on base is still up there in like the 355 range, something like that. But it's just not good enough. I thought he's a historically slow starter that gets going eventually and stays going and stays consistent at least. And it doesn't appear to be the case this year. You would hope that he can't play any worse in the second half, but right now that's not good enough.
Well, and you don't walk 800 times in your career by accident.
No,
it just, you don't just fall into that. But at the same time, you're right. You look at this guy, he's 1-for-12 in the Marlins series.
Yeah. That's
not going to get it done. And that's against pitchers that are, you know, kind of fringe major leaguers. Obviously, Urania's been pretty good up and down, but
yeah,
it's not like you're going up against Syndergaard and DeGrom.
And bizarro world, Mikel Franco absolutely kills the Marlins. He has 15 RBIs versus them in, I think, 10 games this year, maybe 9. And that's like a fifth of his total RBIs come against the Marlins. So he's been looking pretty well lately. He's been your major run producer as of late. So it'll be interesting, because he plays third, and there's a man out there, you know, everybody I talked to this weekend, that's all they cared about. I did my show Saturday, kind of when some breaking rumors were happening, and I'm not going to lie, I got jacked out of my mind. Because to me, and I know this sounds short-sighted, and I don't mean it to be, but with Sixto Sanchez not included in the deal, I've never cared about prospects less in my life. Because I'm convinced if you get Manny here and he experiences Philly and how much it means here, he's resigning. Because there's a blank check accompanying that.
Well, I don't think you should care about prospects at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean,
because they don't do anything for you right now.
At best, all right, so say we give up four of these. Let's say we give up Crawford and three prospects. Say it's Adonis, Killam, and, you know, one of the other guys, Ranger Suarez. At best, what, one of them makes it?
Right, and at that's the best, thing. I know you're giving up three pitchers. That's kind of tough to swallow.
I was just pulling
names. Right, and that's just names
Say Jalen Ortiz is in there instead of one of the pitchers.
Right.
I like the kid, but he's 17, 18, and chances of him making it are, at best, what, 35%?
Right, and that's the thing. I mean, even look back to the 08, 09, the 2010 team when they were making these trades. You know, oh, they're depleting the farm.
Kyle Drabek. Can't touch him.
Michael Taylor's a serviceable outfielder.
Yeah.
And Carlos Carrasco, it took him 10 years to figure it out.
And Don Brown was once rated ahead of Mike Trout. So that kind of tells you everything you need to know with these prospects and valuation. I mean, if you trade away J.P. Crawford, I don't believe in. He'd really have to kind of wow me at this point to show me something. So I don't even consider him a loss. Because if they're going to need some kind of starting major league ready type of player, I guess you throw him in because you don't really have anybody else you can offer up. Maybe an Aaron Altair, somebody they want to take a flyer on and hope they bounce back. I'm fine with that. And if it means Manny Machado coming here at worst case, it's a 2-month rental. At worst, or 3-month rental. At worst case. But best case is he's your future shortstop and power hitter for the next 10 years. And I can't even fathom the numbers he would put up in Citizens Bank Park.
Oh, and I'm totally ready to say, hey, you want to play shortstop?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Go right ahead.
That never made sense to me. The guy's a 2-time gold glove winning third baseman, but he's convinced he wants to play shortstop, and he's not nearly as good.
All infielders want to play shortstop.
Why?
Because it's the premier position.
It's the pressure cooker, though.
It's the captaincy of the infield.
I know, but it's the pressure cooker.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Yeah,
and playing third is just as equally hard. I mean, they call it the hot corner for a reason.
And power hitters tend to play third more than they do short. So, I mean, I don't get it. But Manny Machado, I feel like some people may not even realize how good this guy is. He's hitting .360 at home at Camden Yards this year with 16 home runs. I just try to picture those numbers at Citizens Bank Park. And he makes everybody in the lineup fall into their natural spots. You have so much flexibility with the lineup once you have him locked in at the four. Because, you know, you figure you want Cesar and Carlos is on base as two of your top three spots. But then you have the flexibility of maybe putting Reese fifth, maybe putting Reese third, Odubel third, Odubel fifth. You know, you have real flexibility in the lineup. And it moves Kingery to the bench, which, let's not kid ourselves, this Phillies bench is not good enough to do anything, especially playoff-wise. So It strengthens you on the bench by putting Kingery there. You can give Cesar a couple days off, a blow here and there. You can give, you know, the right fielder, whoever's remaining, a blow here and there with Kingery. So I just think it makes too much sense for them not to do it. And according to, I think it was Buster Olney had the latest tweet. He said it basically is coming down to the Phillies, the Brewers, and the Dodgers. And the Orioles went from on the 35-yard line and driving Saturday to the 10-yard line and driving Sunday. I would imagine nothing comes down before the All-Star break because then they'd have to change the Orioles All-Star slot or something. I mean, I know that kind of sounds ridiculous, but I would imagine Wednesday morning, I think a hammer could drop with this. And I'm not going to lie, I'm giddy about it.
Yeah, and if I'm Buck Showalter and I'm the Orioles front office, I'm calling A.J. Hinch, the manager of the All-Star team, and just saying, please, please, please do not play Manny Machado.
One inning.
We will buy you dinner, whatever you want. One at bat, and he's out of there.
Yeah, it's I mean, this guy's, would you say he's a top four player in the game? Offensive-wise?
Yes.
Taking pitchers out of it?
I think, yes, strictly speaking, offensive players, I think that he right now is the second best player in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce Harper's hitting, what, like
210? Whatever it is.
And Manny Machado is just absolutely killing it. It's hard not to just get excited thinking about that. It really is. And prospects are going to stand in my way of that? Like, no. No. Because I really believe you're re-signing him. Because I thought you were going to get him as a free agent regardless because of his history and blank check. And do it. You know what I mean? Like,
and I know we
don't
buy,
get beat.
I know we buy too much into things, but when he mentioned Andy McPhail on a first name basis,
yeah.
How many people are that close with the top guys?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. And he's a Dominican teammate of Carlos Santana and all the Dominican national teams. You saw their relationship last Thursday when they were broing out in the infield. So, you know, that doesn't hurt if Carlos is saying, hey, man, because he does have hand down in Baltimore, right? Can he block trades? I guess not, maybe. I forget if I heard that or not. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to get a text from old friend Carlos saying, hey, man, it's great up here. You should come. I think we're National League contenders if you're here. And I really believe they could potentially contend for the National League. You know, if Arrieta gives you anything like he did the second half of last year, if Carlos, you know, pulls out of this slump he's in, everybody has good baseball ahead of them. So I really think you're right up there with the NL contenders.
No, I agree with you. And there's nobody in this division right now. I mean, Atlanta's played well. Washington's been treading water.
Yeah, they look like something's missing.
Does anything bother you in the NL East right now that's going to truly prevent the Phillies from being at least a wild card team?
The Braves are pesky. I don't think they'll go away entirely, but I'm not sure about the Nationals at this point. They just appear like they have that kind of like 2012 Phillies thing going on where something's just not quite right. You know what I mean? So
all the talent in the world, and they just can't get it done.
Yeah. Something's up there. 5 a.m. hour is brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to cargurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CarGurus, CarGurus.com. So, yeah, it'll be interesting tonight, obviously, is the home run derby where we get to see our lowest seed in the tournament, Rhys Hoskins, take on Jesus Aguilar from Milwaukee, who's been crushing the ball this year. So, yeah, I mean, Rhys might be one of those type of guys that can get going and find his groove and hang, but I would think he might not get out of the first round tonight.
You know, I agree with you. I think, you know, you could get a guy like Hoskins that hits you 20 in one round, or he could hit two. So he's kind of a wild card almost because of the fact that he has a pretty pure swing, and pure swings sometimes don't translate to the home run derby, or at least they shouldn't. Because it's kind of an uppercut softball type swing.
So the odds-on favorite, according to Vegas, is Bryce Harper at plus 260. Jesus Aguilar is at plus 300. Kyle Schwarber comes in third, plus 400. Max Muncy, fifth. Freddie Freeman, sixth. Rhys Hoskins, seventh, tied with Javier Baez. And Alex Bregman brings up the crowd there in last place. So it'll be fun to watch Rhys tonight. I probably won't watch. I've kind of grown old of the home run derby a little bit, so I'll probably watch Rhys, and that's about it. Are you still in on the home run derbies?
I'm not as much as I was when I was a kid, and I think growing up in the time frame that I did, with Ryan Howard being in it, Bobby Abreu being in it, it was a lot more
Bobby
fun.
Bobby Abreu, he lost his home run. Yeah, and then he lost his home
and
run.
And then
swing.
He forgot how to hit.
Yeah, so it'll be fun to watch Rhys. First time since, is it Howard, I guess?
I think it might be.
Yeah.
I'll double check on that, but I think it might be.
I can't think of somebody else that's been in the home run derby since. So that's cool. Tuesday night will be your all-star game. Yesterday was a worldwide sporting event, and our own Dario Saric was there at the game in attendance. France wins the World Cup over Croatia. You know, they just kind of dominated Croatia a little bit. You know, Croatia's second goal really should have never happened. Loris, the French goalie, kind of brain farted out, had a Santana and that there. But otherwise, a very, very entertaining World Cup. I'm not going to lie, I will have slight depression because, you know, those events were on at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So for my hours, it was great afternoon viewing. So I will have a little depression there. But it was cool yesterday on South Street, Brauhaus Schmitz, a local German pub and soccer bar, shut down, I want to say they're the 800 block, maybe 900 block of South Street, and they shut it down, brought out the big screen, and did a World Cup viewing party. And then you know what preceded that? The Eagles Super Bowl viewing party. So they did an Eagles Super Bowl viewing party on South Street. Very cool. It looked packed. And Doug Peterson, actually, I think he speaks for all of us. He was he's at Lake Tahoe this past weekend at the big tournament they do out there. I think American Cancer, whatever it is, it's a great tournament. It's a pro am with a lot of celebrities. And he hopped on NBC Sports Philly and talked about still pinching himself when he thinks about the Eagles being Super Bowl champions.
I got to pinch myself every day. It's still hard to believe, you know, the things that we did. And, you know, I give a lot of credit, obviously, to our players, to our coaches, you know, the administration, the support we've had. You know, we battled through a lot last year. Get to that final game and a lot of confidence and a lot of trust in our players. And you don't make the decisions you make if you don't trust your guys. And that was something that was evident with our season last year. And it'll never get old to be introduced as world champion, you know, head coach Doug Peterson, whatever, because that'll always follow you.
Don't worry, Doug. You're not alone. I still pinch myself all the time. It has nothing to do with the Eagles being Super Bowl champs.
I still get the goosebumps every time they talk about it.
And you can just hear the giddiness in his voice. Like, yeah, it'll never get old being introduced as Super Bowl champion head coach Doug
Peterson. Such a dad.
He's the best, isn't he?
Oh, he's total dad. He definitely has dad jokes beyond.
Oh, yeah. And I guarantee you he's a really good golfer. I don't know. I don't know anything about it, but I guarantee you he's good.
He probably doesn't hit him all that far, but he hits him straight.
I don't know. He's huge.
He's a big guy, though.
He's huge. He did beat Sean Payton a few weeks back in that golf bet, and the wager they put out was great. So Doug wagered that if they won, and I'm sure it was the same for the Saints. Well, actually not, because the Saints were the home team, so I don't know what the Saints wagered. But Doug wagered that if they were in New Orleans and he beat him in golf, that the Eagles would get to wear their home white jerseys down in New Orleans this year, which is stupid, kind of on its surface, but you know those players get jacked up for something like that. And you know there's going to be a ton of Eagles fans down there, and it's going to be loud, and they're going to feel good, and they're going to be coming out in their home whites in New Orleans as Super Bowl champs, and that's awesome. And Doug does those things with players in mind, no doubt about it. Sam from Seattle must be trucking out on the road early and wants to chime in. What's up, Sam?
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well, man. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, I'm that guy that's been watching the baseball this season. Like, I'm one of the few, I guess, because, you know, we've been trying to get people to go to the ballpark, get invested in this team. But I'm one of those guys that I've been loving it, right? So I think Kawhi and Manny Machado, we got to go for them because we know they're proven guys, both of them. They're proven guys. These commodities, we can give them up. But I'm just so scared that wherever these guys go, the percentage of that team re-signing them goes up the roof, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Roof, right? And both guys are essentially top three players. And sometimes we think, you know, people are like, stop talking about them, stop talking. It's really borderline impossible to obtain top three talents in leagues on a regular basis. So when you have your opportunities, you have to heavily consider it.
Yes, sir. And then, you know, you gotta, I know anything could go wrong with injuries and stuff, but like, just on paper, say if we do get Manny, you know we're winning this division, right? We might
absolutely
even run away with it.
Absolutely. Right? I think you're competing for the NL.
Kawhi. We're going to the finals with Kawhi. You really think, like, he goes to the finals in the East and he just doesn't even give us a shot to re-sign him? Like, come on, it's not just that easy. We're going to have a good shot to re-sign both of these guys.
Yeah.
So I think we need to go all in.
I hear you, Sam, and thanks for the call, man. Safe on the roads out there this morning out in Seattle. You know, sometimes you hear on Twitter, you know, a caller, oh, you're really talking about Kawhi again? It's not easy to obtain top five players. It's a league where 5-6 guys can control an entire league. And he's one of those types of guys. So you have to kick the tires. And guess what? Until he gets traded, he's going to be tied to the Sixers at every level. So it's not going anywhere until he's actually traded.
We fell all over ourselves when the Eagles got Jay Ajayi midway through the season. And that was for a fourth-round pick.
Yeah, that was for nothing.
Yeah, and it's not a guy that's a top-three player.
No.
Why would we not want to bring up the fact that the Sixers and the Phillies could both acquire a top-three player within the next couple of weeks of each other?
Yeah, it's I think the Machado one is definitely more realistic. I really don't want to. I fear Milwaukee because they're a team that knows they don't have a chance to re-sign them, knows they kind of have youth up at the major league level right now. So I guess they don't really per se have to worry about depleting their farm system as much because they're pushing in. You know, they know they have smaller windows than these big market teams. So I just fear that they'll push in harder than we will. And, you know, it's, if you lose, you lose, but I would hate to lose to old Milwaukee in this type of situation. We will see. It's going to be an interesting 2 or 3 days here. You know, the Buster. I got to go turn on my notifications for Buster and Krasnick and Heyman and all these guys. And there was actually a Krasnick report yesterday that about John Middleton, the Phillies owner, saying, you know, he's emerged as the front man and the driving force behind all of this. He quote unquote wants to make a splash. And then Krasnick just threw out, oh yeah, by the way, I've heard from some people that Middleton wants to get both Bryce Harper and Manny Machado.
He's willing to spend the money. And yeah, I got to commend him on it. He's willing to spend the money.
Could you imagine if he signed like two $400 million players in the offseason? Like, that's insane.
That luxury tax would be absurd.
Yeah, well, when you got that billionaire cigar money and MLB ownership money, I mean, I guess it's not really that big of a sweat.
You know, listen, like I said, if he's willing to do it, we as fans should appreciate it,
yeah,
should like it, because there's been ownership in the past that wouldn't spend any money.
I mean, our old Eagles owner used to charge his own players for socks, so we've come a long way. Darren Sproles, real quickly, announced that this will be his last year playing professional football. Glad we get to see him go out as an Eagle. It's going to be, you know, the farewell tour of our little dude, as Foles called him a couple years back. That's our little dude.
I think he's going to be raring to go, too, especially after missing the Super Bowl last year, yeah, and the playoffs down the,
yeah,
stretch.
Baldy said he saw some video of him training out in San Diego the other day, and he said he was as quick as he's ever been. So,
well, either going to need him on the special teams unit on catching passes out of the backfield.
Yeah, change of pace guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you have him and Clement coming out of a backfield, linebackers have to get a little nervous there, because those are two threats catching the ball out of the backfield. So we'll see.
But I thought the college scouts told you Clement couldn't catch because he didn't have that many in college.
Well, yeah, that's because Wisconsin doesn't
throw the ball.
Yeah. Other retirement news over the weekend. It happened on Friday. And I admire Chase for this in a big way. There's a big series coming up here at Citizens Bank Park not long after the All-Star break, and Chase did say that played a factor in him announcing his retirement. So the tweet started coming out around 12 on Friday saying Chase Utley is announcing a press conference later today at 6 o'clock, and everybody was like, oh, this is weird. Chase doesn't do this type of thing. So basically it was known before he announced it that this is his last year. He wants to retire to be a full-time dad. And we get our chance to say the final farewell at Citizens Bank Park. Those games just became sellouts. I guarantee you that. What is your gut when you say Chase Utley? What is your gut Utley memory that comes to mind?
Well, it's one of two. It's either the pump fake in the World Series.
That's mine.
Or the whole Chase Utley, you are the man. I think that really solidified the lore of what Chase Utley really is.
So I forgot exactly the details of that play, and I went back and watched it on Saturday when I was doing show prep, and it's absolutely awesome. So it's bases loaded, Victorino, Rollins, and somebody else are ahead of him. You know, they must have flipped the order, so maybe the pitcher, the eight-hole guy, was up. And the pitcher's not giving him anything to hit. So he comes up all the way in the box, basically. The pitcher's pitching him outside. So he just slaps a bases-clearing double to left center. Like, the most professional hitting in the world. Gets 3 RBIs. He's on second. Howard's up next. Howard slaps one into the turf. It's like a high bouncer to first. Chase takes off for third, rounds third, and they're not assuming that he's going to go for home, and they just do the nonchalant out at first for Howard, and then you hear Harry. Actually, Sam, that's in my folder from Saturday. I'm going to send it into break with that one. It's from the Saturday folder, and it's called Chase Utley, You Are the Man. And Harry, you just hear it in his voice as he realizes what's happening. And he's like, oh my God, he's turning, and that's where the call came from. And that was what made Chase one of my favorite players, was his intellect, his knowledge of the game. He was just so smart on the base pass. So he hustled. He set the example in the locker room. And we're going to send you into break with this one. 610-632-0975. We'll reset everything on the other side, all the stories you may have missed. He's Tyler Zuli in with me. I am Jamie Lynch, taking you up until 6 o'clock in the morning show today with Anthony and Bob. But let the smooth, sultry sounds of Harry Callis send you to break.
Deep left center field. This ball is extra bases. One hopping off the fence. Nunez scores. Rollins scores. Flying around third. Victorino, he scores a bases loaded double. Chase Utley. roll. There goes Chase, and this is chopped to McBride. And Chase is going to keep going, and he's safe at home plate.
Wow.
Chase Utley, you are the man. Wow, what a base-running play after a bases-clearing double, and the Phillies lead it 6-3.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
O'Reilly. When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest and BrakeBest Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Get your PhD in back to school from Staples. Today's lesson, one stop is greater than two. Staples has everything for back to school at low prices and always in stock. So no going store to store to get everything on your list. And now, Staples 4-ounce glue, comp books, and Bic 12-pack round stick grip pens are just 50 cents each. Get your degree in back to school today at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 7/21/18. In store only. Limit 5 on Bic, 30 on comp books.
Pocono Raceway is summertime. It's where the whole family can come for the day or camp out for the weekend. It's where fans can shake hands with the most famous drivers on earth. It's where tailgating is serious business. It's where first-timers hang out with old-timers. And the racing's always a little tricky. Bring your friends. Bring your family. Just bring it. Pocono style. The Gander Outdoors 400, July 27th to 29th. Don't miss our annual Kids Day all day Saturday.
Hi there. This is Julie Bloom, a deputy editor on the national desk at the New York Times. Our journalists are committed to exploring stories from every angle, without fear or favor, because it takes facts to fully understand the issues shaping our nation and the world. By using firsthand accounts, vivid photography, and informative graphics, we're delivering the full story in formats that fit your life. The truth demands our attention. Read, watch, and listen at nytimes.com/truth.
Before a CarSense certified car goes up for sale, it goes up on one of our lifts, where it's inspected and reconditioned with no dings, dents, or scratches. So whatever you're looking for, you can't make a mistake at CarSense. It's car sensational.
The sports talk continues right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Your sight is a gift. Help protect it from serious diseases that could compromise it with a yearly eye exam. Find an eye doctor near you at thinkaboutyoureyes.com and make an appointment today.
The Starlight Lounge presents an evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Ladies, let me ask you something. Do you actually believe those commercials that try to sell you perfectly styled hair? I mean, how many stylists do you think it takes to get that model's hair to look like that? Exactly. At Suave, we asked our models in our commercials to wash and style their own hair. Why? To show that Suave actually works. And they were blown away. Suave gave them full, smooth, easy-to-control hair in real life. But don't take my word for it. With Suave's money-back guarantee, try it for yourself. Suave, for hair you can believe.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Fanatic Philly Sports Talk. Now 1 hour earlier with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch.
The Fanatic at 5.
Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. I'm Jamie Lynch. In with me today is Tyler Zuli, who I believe will be in the majority of the week as Eitan does middays with Rob Motti. As Jason and Harry have a little vacation, and, you know, a lot of people on the station are going to be counting down vacation days because, you know what's not far away? Eagles training camp. And everybody at the station, we like to get the vacation out of the way before football because that's the bread and butter, baby. And Eagles are almost back in camp. I saw Jordan Hicks posted Saturday from the plane. It was a shot in the sky of Philadelphia, and he said it's about go time. And I'm not going to lie, Tyler, I got a little excited.
You know, you're right. And Anthony said it the other day, July 4th.
Yeah.
That's when you start.
Counting down.
That's when you start counting down. And he likes the 5th and the 6th and the 7th a little bit better because it gets him to football season.
So I have on my countdown clock 8 days until Eagles training camp. First Eagles preseason game, 23 days away. Eagles, Falcons, kickoff, banner raising, all that. 51 days away.
Banner raising.
I can't
wait. You know
what
that banner's going to say, by the way?
Super Bowl, where I guess world champions.
World champions.
Yeah,
that's right.
Super Bowl 52. I'm going to a soccer game down there in, is it this week? No, next week. Juventus versus Bayern Munich, the International Champions Cup. And I'm just going to look up at that rafters, and I'm going to see, you know,
soon.
Division champs.
Coming soon.
And just, I wish they would, like, almost, like, block it out, you know, like, black it out and have it covered up and then just, just drop the curtain. But it'll be nice when that thing finally gets put up in the link. I can't wait for that. So if you're just joining us, the Phillies over the weekend unfortunately dropped 2 of 3 heading into the All-Star break in a, you know, somewhat unexcusable fashion. You started yesterday, you go up 5-0, Cesar gets a bases clearing triple, Franco gets another RBI there, you put up a 5 spot, and then you come right back in the 5th inning and allow a big inning by the Marlins, and then basically your bats get shut out for the rest of the game. The Phillies do end the road trip in a winning. Did they go 500? They went 5-5 in the road trip, or did they go 6-4?
6-5.
6-5. Okay, so 11 games on the road. Over those 11 games, unfortunately, they averaged only 2.91 runs per game. Not good enough. But let's hear Gabe Kapler. He talked because, you know, we call him Mr. Positive here at the Fanatic at 5. And he was asked about, you know, going into the All-Star break and what he's going to think about from the first half of the season.
Still a solid trip. This was not the prettiest series by any stretch, and we need to acknowledge that. But a solid trip all around. We're still going to head into the break in first place. I think that's going to feel good for our club. Our club needs a break, and this is going to be a good, solid break for us. I'm going to take away all the positive things that we did in the first half, and the fact that we are in first place. We do have a tremendous home record. We've had a really, really spectacular first half. Really proud of our guys, and that's what I'm going to be thinking about, and I think that clubhouse will be thinking about.
I mean, he's right. It's been a... I almost feel like they could have been better, which is crazy because they're in first place. And obviously, if you told any Phillies fan at the start of the season in spring training that they'd enter the All-Star break in first place, every single person's taking that. And now we're on the forefront of the Manny Machado rumors. And according to Buster Olney, it's getting close, and it's between the Phillies, the Brewers, and the Dodgers. And Sixto Sanchez, Phillies' top pitching prospect, is not mentioned in the deal that the Orioles are looking at. So it's hard not to dream here because he really puts you into another stratosphere. He's that good.
Yeah, and you've got to think, you say Sixto's not mentioned, you've got to think that it's probably the next step down, which is a guy like Adonis Medina, mm-hmm. Franklin Colon, JoJo Romero.
Bye.
Right, you take him over to the airport. I'll drive him right now.
Bye. So you throw J.P. Crawford in the deal, throw Aaron Altherr in the deal because they're going to want somebody that's major league ready. But like we talked about previously, I do fear the Brewers because of their desperation, inability to sign big names like that, the young core they have. you know, they have a lot of injuries right now, but, you know, when they're all healthy, they're a formidable team.
That offense is loaded when they're healthy.
Yeah, and they have a lot of power in that offense, and Machado gives it even more power. So
Can you imagine Ryan Braun hitting sixth in that lineup?
Yeah, that's crazy. And you almost have to look, if you get Machado in this lineup, we talked about the lineup versatility he brings to the table. He really lets everybody fall into their more natural positions. I mean, how does a lineup like this suit you? Cesar 1, Carlos 2, Reese 3, Machado 4, Odubel 5, Nick Williams 6, old George, who are we missing there? Cesar 7, or no.
Alfaro.
Alfaro 7th.
I guess it would be Alfaro 7, and then whoever's playing right field would be 8.
Yeah. Or, you know, George probably 8th and the right fielder 7th.
Or the pitcher 8th if Kapler's feeling analytical today.
That is a deathly lineup.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, because I think Carlos, maybe his average is, I don't know, he's taken so many pitches this year. His on-base is great, but when you're batting 209, it's inexcusable. But maybe he doesn't feel the pressure if Machado's here, so maybe he could hit for a higher average. Who knows? But Reese certainly gets some pressure taken off of him. It's just, you're competing for the NL if you go get this guy. So I'm not going to let two or three prospects stop me from doing that. We've learned from the past in this town. Yeah, you know, your Michael Taylors, your Dom Browns, your Kyle Drabecks, all these guys. You know, look, it's so hard for Major League prospects to actually hit. So at best, what, you're losing a Crawford and one of three prospects that makes it?
Well, and I'll ask you this. Do you care if the Clearwater Threshers win their championship?
Not
even a little bit.
Could not care less.
Not even a little bit. And that's the thing about baseball is we hype up prospects and we say, this guy's can't miss.
Yep.
But then do you watch Clearwater? No. Nobody watches minor league baseball.
My buddy texted me on Saturday, and I felt the same way. He said, I literally could not have cared less about prospects in my life. Because it's true. Machado is that good. You trade unknown for guaranteed success, and that's what this guy is. And the reason I do it, worst case is it's a 2 to 3 month rental. Best case is he's your shortstop for the next 10 years, and he's hitting 45-plus home runs in Citizens Bank every year and hitting above 300.
And you have one of the top three players in the league. You said it in the last segment.
I mean, it's him, Bryce, and Trout.
Right.
Normally, I mean, Bryce is having a down year somewhat, but it's him and Trout.
I'd put Altuve in that mix, too, but that's either way, it
doesn't matter.
That's
your Mount Rushmore MLB players, man.
6-1-0.
So it's going to be interesting. I would be surprised if something comes down before the All-Star game just because of the implications there. So the Orioles will probably, Major League Baseball might say, hey, can you just wait till Wednesday morning? Like, you kind of screw up our All-Star game here a little bit.
Well, if they do make a trade prior to the All-Star game, do the Orioles have to send somebody else, or does Machado become their representative still?
It's a good question. I would think they probably say just leave him as he was voted in as an
Oriole.
So maybe just let him play it out. But that'd be interesting. So Brewers, Dodgers, Phillies, it's going to be a pressure cooker kind of couple days here. But I would imagine we don't get to Friday without something happening.
No, you're right. And it may not be that the Phillies do end up landing him, but I would agree with you. I think the Orioles will be determined to make the trade prior to the start of the second half of the season.
The more they play him, the more they risk, you know, whatever.
He could get injured. He could, you know, fall off.
So recapping the other news of the weekend real quick, France beat Croatia yesterday 4-2 in the World Cup. They, you know, pretty much dominated the game. Croatia's a great story. Our own Dario Saric was in attendance at the game. He looked like he was having a blast during this whole World Cup. So congratulations to France. And Brazil has already opened as the favorites for the 2022 World Cup. Darren Sproles announced this will be his last year as a football player, but definitely as a Philadelphia Eagle. So he announced his retirement. If you're living under a rock, you may have missed Chase Utley retired on Friday. So this is his last half of a baseball season. The Dodgers do come to Philadelphia in, I think, 2 weeks. So those will guaranteed be sellout games. Reese Hoskins is participating in the Home Run Derby this evening. He is the 8 seed. He faces off against Jesus Aguilar in the first round. And a bit of a sad story. Former Flyers goaltender Ray the Razor Emery was found. His body was identified right outside Lake Ontario as a body found in the water. Apparently was swimming with some friends near the lake and allegedly dove in and never surfaced. So really sad stuff. He's only 35 years old. Details on that are still yet to come, but that's a pretty strange story.
Yeah, to have just kind of gone for that morning swim and not come back.
Yeah, I don't.
And you can't make any speculation until you get
really
all kind of reports.
Really sad. I mean, I know he was beloved down there, you know, amongst the Flyers and his teammates, and they came out with a statement. But yeah, really sad stuff there. And for some reason, LeBron attending a Lakers summer league game is always a story.
Well, they said that LeBron knew all his teammates' names.
Wow.
Which is, by the way, I know your name's Jamie. I didn't know if you knew that or
not. Yeah. I mean, wow, the smartest guy in the league knew all of the team of
good for him.
His prospective future landing spot. Wow. And real quick, him and Steph Curry have been doing this. There's this new trend of making mesh shorts out of the jerseys of the teams. So LeBron was at the game the other night wearing these Lakers jersey mesh shorts. They just turn the top half of a jersey into shorts. And I think it's the stupidest thing in the world. They look awful. They look like uncomfortable.
Mesh shorts should be left in middle school gym class and never to be seen again.
Yeah, so he was wearing those at the game. And the Sixers' improbable summer league run after two upsets came to an end last night. They lost 82-73 to the Grizzlies in Vegas. After getting two wins as the lowest seed in the tournament. But you are listening to the Fanatic at 5. He's Tyler Zuli. I'm Jamie Lynch. We have one more segment. We'll speak with Anthony and Bob, leading you up to the morning show at 6 o'clock. Fanatic Sports Times, 541.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Ram Summer Clearance event is here, and it's time to get to work. But you understand that hard work is about more than building something from wood or bricks. It's about building a reputation. Something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. With available premium leather and real wood accents, and the largest available touchscreen in its class. Surround yourself with the things that are worthy of your reputation. Ram, built to serve.
During the Ram Summer Clearance Event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $169 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Hurry to the Ram Summer Clearance Event today. Class-based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at lease through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/31. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon. Yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Ladies, let me ask you something. Do you actually believe those commercials that try to sell you perfectly styled hair? I mean, how many stylists do you think it takes to get that model's hair to look like that? Exactly. At Suave, we asked our models in our commercials to wash and style their own hair. Why? To show that Suave actually works. And they were blown away. Suave gave them full, smooth, easy-to-control hair in real life. But don't take my word for it. With Suave's money-back guarantee, try it for yourself. Suave, for hair you can believe.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
O'Reilly. When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best and Brake Best Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Things are about to change around here.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day? The Fanatic at 5 with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. This is new. Weekday mornings at 5. Live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic at 5. I am Jamie Lynch. And with me today is Tyler Zuli. In for Eitan Shander, who is doing middays this week with Rob Motti, as Jason and Harry are off for the week. Everybody at the station is going to be getting some vacation time in as we are approaching Eagles football. And that's exciting. We're 8 days away from Eagles training camp. Not that you get a lot from Eagles training camp, but it will be nice to just see the boys back in pads, world champs down at the NovaCare, knocking each other around.
And let's not lie to ourselves. Regardless of what the Sixers have done, regardless of the Phillies being significantly better than what they were expected to be,
yeah.
This is always and will be always be in Eagles Town.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think, unfortunately, you can't really argue the popularity power rankings of the sports anymore. It's clearly NFL 1, NBA 2, Major League Baseball 3, and then hockey 4. And I just don't, those things are sometimes in motion and fluid amongst MLB and NBA, but I think it's pretty much set in stone at this point. But Doug Peterson over the weekend was out in Lake Tahoe, and I think he speaks for all of us Eagles fans when he still has a hard time believing it and he pinches himself.
I got to pinch myself every day. It's still hard to believe, you know, the things that we did. And, you know, I give a lot of credit, obviously, to our players, to our coaches, you know, the administration, the support we've had. You know, we battled through a lot last year. Get to that final game and a lot of confidence and a lot of trust in our players. And you don't make the decisions you make if you don't trust your guys. And that was something that was evident with our season last year. And it'll never get old to be introduced as world champion, you know, head coach Doug Peterson, whatever, because that'll always follow you.
Yeah, it sounds good. And I think that's one of the cool things about the team last year was the trust he had in his players, and it was no more evident than the Philly special. Yeah.
Run the gutsiest play in the most inopportune time to run a trick play.
Because your backup quarterback asked for it.
Yes. So you have faith in not only your quarterback, but your backup quarterback to run a play with an undrafted free agent rookie and a third string tight end.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So yeah, I think trust on this team was very, very clear. But the big story over the weekend, obviously, outside of the Phillies dropping 2 of 3 to the Marlins, they do enter the All-Star break in first place by a half game over the Braves. Really, it should have been a game and a half to lose 2 of 3 to the Marlins. And I was worried about that. Sometimes when you get a team like this with so much youth it's sometimes you play up to your opponents, and at the same time you'll play down to your opponents. And Carlos Santana had a boneheaded play yesterday. His 209 average just frankly isn't good enough anymore. You know, his on base is good, but I don't care how much you're walking when you're hitting 209. He's been up and down this season. You know, I thought he was going to stabilize himself there in June. July, it looks like he's back on one of his funks again. So hopefully he gets himself right at the All-Star break. But he is the Dominican national team teammate of one Manny Machado. And that was the big story from the weekend. Everybody I talked to, you know, we're all checking out Twitters and Buster Olney's and John Heyman's and John Morosi's and everybody else MLB under the sun. But it appears, Tyler, it's coming down to the Dodgers, the Brewers, and the Phillies. We would expect or guess that the Orioles probably make a move later this week, post-All-Star break. But it's going to be a fun, you know, couple days here of rumor mill.
Well, I'm curious, too, with the Dodgers because, you know, obviously Magic Johnson has said he's willing to spend the money and that ownership group's willing to spend the money. But they have a lot of money tied up into guys that or have guys that are on really small deals that are going to need contracts soon, mm-hmm. like Cody Bellinger, mm-hmm. Chris Taylor, mm-hmm. that where is the money coming? You can't just pull it out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I actually fear the Brewers more than I do them.
I agree.
Yeah, just because they know they're not going to have a shot to sign this kid. I don't think they have the market or the money to write blank checks to superstars. So they may just mortgage some of their immediate future to push all in for this year. Because that lineup is nasty. And if you add a Machado to it, once everybody's healthy, they're formidable.
And I think the Diamondbacks might still be in play as well.
Yeah, I saw them
under the radar.
Yeah, I saw them mentioned. But yeah, I mean, the NL's tough this year, and Manny Machado could be the piece that pushes a team over the top.
Because really, there's no team, maybe outside of the Cubs, who now have, I think, 55 wins.
Yeah.
There's really no team that is head and shoulders above, better than ever. Because you look at the AL, it's the Red Sox, the Yankees, and the Astros.
Yep.
And they're the clear-cut three best teams.
Yep.
You look at the NL, and it's kind of murky. It's kind of bogged down with a bunch of good teams.
Yeah, and the Cardinals fired Mike Matheny over the weekend.
That's a bold move. Yeah. You don't see the Cardinals do something like that usually.
No, I don't think he's a particularly great manager by any means.
No.
So, but yeah, interesting to see. But yeah, the NL picture is wide open. I mean, I would guess the Cubs, just because of the talent and pedigree they have, are the favorites. Yu Darvish is still on the DL for them, so they're getting him back some point in the second half. He struggled early on this season, but maybe it was injury related. We'll see. But I think if you get Manny Machado, you're establish yourself as a favorite in the NL. And, you know, for the cost of prospects that aren't named six, though, done.
Well, and here's the thing, too, with Machado. If he puts you from a wild card team to the division leader, that is such a change of scenery for the Phillies, because they don't have to use Nola in a wild card game. They don't have to go to Arrieta in game one of the NLDS. Yeah. You use Nola, then Arrieta. You've got two wins under your belt. Then you can confidently go to Eflin or Pivetta in game three.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good point you raise. I mean, you really do want to avoid the wild card this year, if at all possible. And Manny Machado pushes you to that point. So, you know, if you're not watching Orioles games this year, this guy is a top three offensive talent in Major League Baseball. He's hitting .360 at Camden Yards this year with 16 home runs. You know, I just try to picture those numbers in this Phillies lineup, and I'm not going to lie to you, I get excited.
And it's not a big ballpark by any means, but it's bigger than Citizens Bank Park. So if you bring him into Citizens Bank Park for the last 40 home games of the season, you get 15 home runs out of that somehow.
And not only do you get that, you get attendance in a big way, because Manny Machado moves that type of attendance needle. Bob and Anthony, real quick, we're coming up at 6 o'clock here, but Manny Machado, how exciting is this rumor? It's more than a rumor, excuse me, at this point.
No, it's thrilling.
Yeah.
You get the big bat.
I know you're sad a little bit that your boy Jalen Ortiz was named.
I would not trade him.
Really?
I would not trade. If anything, where are the bats in this system? This is what we're going to talk about. Because there is this notion out there that, you got to be a manly man and make the trades right now and give away everything because it doesn't matter. This idea that prospects don't matter is foolish.
Yeah, but what do they pan out at best?
Go ask the Astros, who built a World Series on them.
No, I hear you.
So for everyone that Tyler said, oh, it'll matter, who cares? They built a World Series in Houston off of them.
Yeah, they did.
There are teams that rely so heavily on them because they don't have the money for them, and you're able to build.
Yeah, Milwaukee is an example of that.
You guys like are everybody's in such a rush that you can shoot off your foot.
But I see Manny Machado as a 10-year player here. I don't see him leaving.
It doesn't matter because you still have the opportunity to sign him.
Then throw
it. It's negligent, the idea that, well, he's here. He's going to go to the biggest. Who gives the most money he's going to? And you have the most money to give.
Yeah.
I want to have a discussion about
it.
Listen.
It is interesting what you bring up.
I'm not saying I'm right.
I would try to prospect load it with pitchers more than I would. Look, I'd love to keep Jalen Ortiz because I've heard Charlie Manuel gush about this kid. But when Sixto wasn't involved, it changed my thinking about it in a big way.
Yeah, well, I want to get into it when it comes to the Sixers.
Yeah, that's a good discussion.
When it comes to, because like, it's like, well, you're a sissy if you're not going to go all in. And I just think you're stupid if you're just going to give up every prospect, every chip, every young talent.
I just think this guy is worthy of that discussion. Well, he's that good.
Let's have it. Let's have it. Open mind on a Monday.
Yeah, the parallels are neat with the Sixers and the Phillies. And do you go all in or do you still practice patience?
But again, and it has to do with like it's such a bad word. Oh my God, patience. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, coming up, we're going to have some healthy Manny Machado discussion. Thanks for listening to Tyler and myself at the Fanatic at 5. He will be in with me the majority of the week as Eitan is filling in for middays this week. Thanks for listening. The morning show with Anthony and Bob is coming up next. Fanatic Sports Times, 5:55.